Welcome back, everybody. Jumping to Yomi Tirb, the Daf Chav Chesim and Aleph 28a, and we are on the very top of Daf Chav Chesim and Aleph. So comes the Gemara and brings other stories about Rebbe Eliezer. Tan Rabbanan Rabbi Sarsan Rabbisa, Maiseb Rebbe Eliezer, Shashavas Begol HaElyon. So once happened that Rebbe Eliezer spent a Shabbos in Gogil HaElyon, She'elu Shloshim Halachos Be'ilchos Sukkah. And the people of that area asked him 30 halachos about the halachos of Sukkah. Shtei Mesrei Amar Lahem Shamati. So for 12 of them, he said, oh, I did hear something from my Rebbe about that. And 18 of them, he said, I have not heard anything about this matter. Rebbe Yossi says, then we can actually reverse this. There were 18 where he did say that I heard something. And there were 12 of them where he said, I have not heard anything. So those who were asking Rebbe Eliezer said to him, everything that you ever say is only things that you've heard. You have nothing independent. So he said to them, he's kaktuni lomar davar shelo shamati mipi rabosai. You're forcing me to say something that I've never heard from my rabbanim. Let me tell you about the standards with which I behave. Let me teach you a little bit about myself. Miyamai lo kudmani adam beis hamedrash. No one's ever come before me to the beis medrash. Olei shanti beis hamedrash shol shenes kevul shenes harayin. I've never slept in the beis medrash, even a nap. Olei nachti adam beis hamedrash viyotasi. And no one's ever been there when I'm not there. Meaning I'm the first one in, last one out. Lo sachti sichas chun. And I never have any sort of non-Torah related types of talk, some sort of frivolous talk. I never say anything that I have not heard from my teacher. So what you see from here is that I am a very regimented person. I follow my ways, and if I have not heard from my teachers, I'm not going to try to go and create an opinion on my own. Now, once we spoke about the way Rabbi Eliezer lives, we're going to teach about his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Amro alav, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, al Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. This is what they say, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, miyamav, lo sach, sichas chun, and he never engaged in any sort of frivolous talk. Alach, arba amos, below Torah, below tefillin, and never walked four amos without studying Torah or learning or wearing tefillin. Lo kmo, adam beis hamedrash, no one ever got there before. Mo yashem beis hamedrash, lushin eskev, lushin esrei, he never slept in the beis hamedrash, lo hirab, mavos, hametunafos, and he never thought about dvarim shebek dusha in unclean places. And no one was ever there after him. And he was, again, the first one in, last one. And no one ever found him just sitting and not doing anything. He was always learning and reviewing his Torah. No one else would ever open the door to greet his Talmidim. He would open the door himself to go do this. He would never say anything which he had not heard directly from his Rabbanim. And he never said, oh, the time has gotten to go and leave the Beis Medrash, except for two times. Except for Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, where there's other stuff that needs to get done. Rabbi Eliezer was his Talmud, so he tried to follow in his Rabbi's ways, and that's why he lived in this way, and he also made sure to never say anything that he did not hear from his rabbi. There were 80 Talmidim that Hillel HaZaken had. 30 of them were on such a high level that they could have had the Shechina come to them like Moshe Rabbeinu. 30 of them were so holy that the sun would have stood still for them like Yoshua ben Nun. And there were 20 who were in between. Gadol Shebekul and Yonasan ben Uzziel. The greatest of all of his Talmidim was Yonasan ben Uzziel. Katan Shebekul and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And the least of all of them was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And this is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai we just spoke about what his day looked like. So you can imagine the level of these Talmidim. The Gemara goes on to describe how amazing this group was. Amru Alava Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And the worst of them, so to speak, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, this is what they said about him. Shkoniach Mikro Mishnah Gemara. That he did not leave anything. Mishnah Mikro Gemara, he knew everything. He was a master in all the texts. Halachos v'agados in halacha and agada diktuke torvid diktuke sofrim in the exactitudes of the halacha. He knew all the drushos and he also knew all of the different chumras and all the different siyagos to make sure that we stay away from sin. Kalim v'chamur m'gzer shavos, and he knew all of the ways to learn out. Kal v'chomer m'gzer shavot kufos, and he knew all of the astronomical elements. V'gematrios, he knew all of these types of limud. Sichas malachei asher, sichas shedim, sichas tekalim, and he knew all of these speech of the angels and the demons and stuff like that. Mishlos kovsin, mishlos shualin, he knew all of the mishalim of the launders and the foxes of everything. Davar gadol v'davar katan, great matter and small matter, he knew everything. Davar gadol, what's this mean? Davar gadol is maisa merkava. I'm talking about maisa merkava. And davar katan, havayos da'abai v'rava. And he knew, when we're talking about a small matter, he knew everything from the maisa merkava all the way to the questions that Abaye and Rava had in each other. Kayim mashin emar, to go and fulfill that which the pasuk says, the pasuk initially tells us, that to go and inherit to those who love me, there is an immense reward, and I will fill their storehouses. And if this was the least of all them, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he was so great, you can only imagine how amazing Rabbi Yonasan ben Uziel was. And about him, Amru Alav al Yonasan ben Uziel, B'shah, She'yoshev Osek B'Torah, Kol Of She'Porech Alav Miyan Nisraf. When he sat and learned Torah, any bird that flew over him was immediately burned in that way. So it's a fascinating concept, a fascinating discussion about the amazing Talmidim of Hillel Hazakin. This brings us to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah comes and brings something which we saw earlier in the Masechta and Daf Gimel. So let's go and continue this Mishnah. Misha Yerosha Verubo Basukkah. So someone who has their head and most of their body in the Sukkah. Vishulchanu B'Sukkah Habayis. But the table is inside the house. So what's the halacha in this case? Beishamai Posel. Beishamai says it's possible. Beis Hillel Machshir. Beis Hillel says it's going to be okay. Amru Ham Beis Hillel. Beisham Beis Hillel said to Beishamai. Lo Kacha Yamaisa. Was there not an incident? Shalchu Ziknei Beishamai. Ziknei Beis Hillel Vaker. As Rabbi Yochanan Ben Hachoronis, where the Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel went to go and visit Rabbi Yochanan Hachoronis, Umatzau Shai Yoshev Rosh Veruba Basukkah, and they found that he was sitting with his head and most of his body in the Sukkah of Shulchan B'Sukkah Bayis, and the table was in the house, and the Talmidim of Shammai didn't say anything to him, so it seems that they even agree that you are okay to go and have Shulchan B'Bayis. So Amrulahem. Beishamai, so Beishamai is back to Beis Hillel, Misham, right? You're going to go and bring a proof from there. Actually, the story happened differently. Afim Amrulo, because the Zakenim of Beishamai actually said to Rabbi Yochanan Acharonis, they said, Imkena Yisanoi, if this is the way you've always conducted yourself, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, you've never fulfilled the mitzvah of sukkah in your entire life, because this is not the way that you're supposed to be doing it. Now we mentioned Tosos and Daf Gimel has a fascinating point where we see that even though Midel Raisa this would be okay, since the Rabbanan said you're not supposed to do this, he's still saying that you've never fulfilled your mitzvah, even Midel Raisa, because the Rabbanan came and said you're not supposed to do it in this way, which is a fascinating concept, not for us right now, but this is a discussion in Tosos and Daf Gimel. Fine, next. The Mishnah now goes on to discuss who is chayiv in the mitzvah of sukkah. Nashim v'avadim ketanim p'turim in sukkah. Women, slaves, and ketanim are all patur from the mitzvah of sukkah. Katan she'eino tzarach li'imo chayiv b'sukkah. But a katan who does not need his mother, we're going to define what exactly that means on the next amud. So someone, a katan who does not need his mother, is going to be chayiv in sukkah. Ma'isav yalda kalasos shal shamay hazakin. So once having the daughter-in-law of Shammai gave birth, and she was sick. Upiches es hamazev, and Shammai removed the plasterwork of the roof over her bed, and to go, the reason why he did this is to put a schach above the bed for the sake of the katan, so that way the katan would be yotze in sukkah. So the Gemara is going to discuss, I don't understand, this seems to go against what we just said, that a katan is going to be pater. So the Gemara is going to say, no, really, Beis Shammai says that you should be machmir in this situation. Good. Now, comes the Gemara and says, minan imili. How do we know that women and ketanim are going to have these halachos associated with them when it comes to sukkah? So, minan imili, how do we know this is true? Because the rabbis told us in a ezrach be Yisrael teshuvu basukos. When the pasuk says that all of the natives of the Jewish people should sit in sukkos, ezrach ze ezrach. So, when it says ezrach, this is referring to anyone, both men and women, they are going to be included. Ha ezrach, once we have that extra, hey, lo tiyas anashim. This comes to exclude women from the mitzvah of the sukkah. Kol or Rabbos Esa Ketanim. And when it says Kol, this is coming to include the Ketanim, as we're going to discuss a little later in the Gemara. Amar Mar, we said previously, Ha Ezrach Lo Tzies Anashim. So we said that when it says Ha Ezrach, with the hey, this is coming to exclude women. L'meimra de Ezrach Bein Nashim Bein Gavri Mashmar. You coming to tell me that the word Ezrach by itself would include men and women together? But we have a brayso. Ha Ezrach Lo Rabbos Anashim Ha Azrachios Shachayavos Beinui. When it says Ha Ezrach, that comes to include, the extra hey comes to include the women that they are going to be chayev in all of the inuyim and fasting on Yom Kippur, because the pasuk over there discusses who's going to be chayiv in the inui and says ha ezrach, and says the Gemara that's coming to include women that they are going to be chayiv in inui alma ezrach gavri mashma. That if it wasn't for that hey, comes to imply clearly that ezrach by itself is just referring to men and not women. So Amar Rabba, Rabba says no hilchusan ninu vasmechinu rabbanan akray. So comes Rabba and says no, these halachos are really halacha l'moshe misinai. This is what we've gotten from our sinai vasmechinu rabbanan akray, and the rabbanan just made psukim to go and support all of these things. Now the Gemara is going to have to discuss. So which part is the halacha l'moshe misinai? Which part is the pasuk? Because we have two separate halachos here. We have the halacha of the sukkah that women are chayiv, and we have that women are pater, and we have Yom Kippur, that women are going to be chayev, so we have to discuss where we go from here. This will be tomorrow's Amud. This is Daf Chav Chesam and Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.